It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Have a question of the day for you here. All right, want you to call in, want you to text in on this. You can tweet in as well at ESPN Upstate, at MARC, Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word on Twitter, via the text line 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. And you can call us at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Here's the question. What one change would you make to the Upstate? What one change, if you could wave a magic wand over the Upstate and make one change to this unbelievable place that we call home, what change would you make and why? 71307 is the text line. Send us your texts. I will show you mine if you show me yours, and we will keep it rocking and rolling. But I want to hear from you because, I am not a stagnant guy. I view the show as an amoeba. We are constantly evolving. When we cease getting better, we cease being good. We always must be evolving and changing and improving and adding and subtracting. And you cannot remain stagnant, right? Whether you're talking about a radio show or whether you're talking about where you live. So what one change would you make to the Upstate here in South Carolina? Your thoughts, your ideas, welcome 71307 on the text line. And again, just begin your text with ESPN and then send the rest of your message. We will get to them, all of them, live and here on the air. It is time for the top five at five, the top five biggest sports topics of the day. The top five topics we're discussing, the top five at five, starts right now. Hit it. All right, looking forward to hearing Lonzo's change that he would make to the Upstate. Yours welcome as well, 71307. Folks, the Premier League, the English Premier League, will be making its return on June 17th. We have seen the return of the Bundesliga, apparently done safely and successfully the last couple of weekends. People are jonesing for a return to sports. Can this be done safely or not? Who the heck knows? Who has the answer to that? Nobody has any idea, but leagues are beginning to try, right? Leagues are beginning to try. And so we will see. The Premier League, the breakneck force that is English soccer, returns on June 17th, which is merely 3 weekends from this coming weekend, or actually 2.5 weeks from right now, right? And it's exciting, man. It's really, really exciting that we're getting sports yet again. If you listened to the show yesterday, you heard Lonzo and I say that we feel like the next 6 months of sports is better than any sports we have ever seen to date. It will be better because, number one, we miss it. Number two, there's going to be a virtual smorgasbord. And number three, we're getting the conclusion, the climax of all of these seasons, if you will, all kind of simultaneously coming as one. Baseball better not be the only one not a part of this. And right now, folks, I've been following this each and every day. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm trying to make a concerted effort to make the show as positive as I possibly can, right? You know, we do vent, we do complain about certain things, but the overarching sentiment is I'm trying to make the show positive because we've all had enough crappy news the last 2 months, right? I'm not hearing a lot of positive news out of Major League Baseball coming out right now. The NBA has a plan. College football has a plan. The NFL has been ahead of the curve on everybody having a plan. Major League Soccer has a plan. The NHL has a plan. Talking about a city in Las Vegas and a city in Canada to resume its 24-team constructed playoff this year. What the hell is baseball doing? We've got to figure out, and we were told that we would know the direction that this is going by the end of the work week, which, guess what, baseball, comes tomorrow. Next up, at number four, JT Daniels is going to be a Georgia Bulldog, transferring from USC to Athens, Georgia. Jamie Newman will be there. There's going to be an attempt made to make JT Daniels immediately available. Kirby Smart might not want that. He's got a starter for next year in Jamie Newman. Why waste a year of eligibility for JT Daniels? And furthermore, why would JT Daniels transfer to a place where he really has no shot of playing right away? That said, kudos to Kirby, an outstanding recruiter. You know, people wondered who was generation next at the quarterback position after Jake Fromm beat out Justin Fields. After Jake Fromm beat out Jacob Eason for the starting job, despite only being a fifth-round pick in the NFL draft, what would the future hold? Now that is coming into crystal-clear focus. You've got Jamie Newman as the one-year rental, and you've got JT Daniels as the long-term starter, potentially moving forward in Athens, Georgia, a five-star commitment in 2018. As a freshman at USC in 2018, 2,672 yards passing, but not a great touchdown to interception ratio. 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Josh Pate on the show said many people wonder if his best football is already behind him. Has Georgia landed the generation next? Have they landed the next superstar or the next bust? Time will most certainly tell. Next up. All right, at number three, a couple of really cool things going on, guys, that I want to tell you about. Number one, move the upstate forward. I am asking for your help here, okay? Asking for your help here in identifying those people who have been particularly impactful on the community in a positive way during the COVID-19 pandemic here that has been going on since March. Who has overcome a lot? Who has done a lot to help out society here? Who has done a lot to help out kids? Who has lent a helping hand? I know we, each and every one of us, knows a person that fits that description, right? And here's what we need you to do. We need you to go to moveupstateforward.com, moveupstateforward.com, nominate a person or an organization at moveupstateforward.com. We will be happy to highlight them on all of our platforms. And last but not least, our senior sports spotlight. Do you guys realize how much this is catching fire right now? This has been massive. We receive your nominations on the senior sports spotlight athletes that we should highlight, right? Any senior whose season was cut short, who has a great story. We've put up this post on the front page of our website, ESPNUpstate.com. All you have to do is click on that post, upload a photo, very easy to do, of your nominee, and give us a couple sentences about why we should have them on the air, what makes their story great. And folks, the number of submissions we are getting are absolutely overwhelming us in a positive way. This is incredible. If you are the parent of a senior sports star or a senior sports athlete, you don't want them to miss being a part of this. They deserve this spotlight, right? Because so much was taken away from them. So go to ESPNUpstate.com, click on the Senior Sports Spotlight tab right there on the front page, and nominate a senior from the 2020 class. All right? We would be happy, honored to have them on the air with us here. Next up. All right, folks, I need to ask you this very serious question, and let's put a capper on this, all right? Was Cam done dirty by the Carolina Panthers? Your overall verdict on that, new ownership, Dave Tepper, new coach, Matt Rhule, same general manager, Marty Herney. But for whatever reason, they didn't decide to release Cam Newton, to let him go until really many of the jobs had dried up. Then you consider the fact that without physicals being able to take place, Cam Newton has basically been idle, not able to really travel, NFL policy kind of standing in the way of him there, and he remains unsigned up until this point. Andy Dalton got one of the last backup jobs, signing on for Dak Prescott in Dallas. So in your opinion, did the Carolina Panthers do Cam dirty by waiting until as long as they did to set him free, or was this going to be the market for Cam Newton no matter what happened? Was it going to kind of be a wait-and-see approach? Your thoughts, your opinions as to how Cam Newton and that whole situation played out in Carolina for the best player in franchise history is welcome. And finally, at number one today, folks, the Furman baseball situation. Guys, the more I read about this, the more heartbroken I become. You see, Furman, the athletic director, who expects to hear him on Offsides sooner rather than later, has come out and he said, look, I was given an edict that I needed to cut $5 million in our budget. $5 million needed to be cut here, okay? And lacrosse, cutting lacrosse saves $1.7 million of that because lacrosse lost $1.7 million for the university last year. Cutting baseball saves $1 million. There was a $1 million loss from baseball to the university last year. He said, we still have a ways to go, but we're hopeful these will be the only cuts we have to make. And admittedly, you've got a lot of alumni who are upset about this. Why were we not consulted about this, alumni are saying? Well, because the athletic department didn't feel like any donations from the alumni would help with a gap that large. And so, folks, I look at this and I wonder what I should do in my position. And I ask you guys that question right now. What would be the best thing I could do in this position to help Furman University, to help the baseball players who are now homeless without a place to play the game that they're most passionate about, right? How should I best use this platform? Should it be a Save Furman Baseball campaign? Would that be of most benefit to the university? Or would that create too much hostility? Or is there no real chance for the baseball program to return? What would be the best way for me to use this platform? The other thing I'll mention is this. I'm kind of over what Title IX is doing to college athletics. You know, this is rooted in trying to do what's best for everybody, right? Equality is really important. But for a number of years now, we have seen a plethora of women's sports on television. And some of them work, and some of them do not. Serena Williams, more compelling than anything the men can offer us. Women's national team winning the World Cup last year, more compelling than the men's national team has ever given us, right? But the WNBA, the ESPN has to air it because of their contract with the NBA. The NBA says to ESPN, you want us? You got to carry the WNBA as well, and nobody watches it. Nobody watches it. At what point is capitalism not enough to allow us to make appropriate decisions? You see, because Furman Athletic Director Jason Connolly was asked, why did you have to cut two men's programs? Why not cut one men's and one women's program? You could cut men's lacrosse and cut a women's program. And he said, Title IX states that it has to be in line with our enrollment. You see, Furman has a 60-40 split in enrollment, women to men. So they have to have a 60-40 split in athletics programs, women to men. And I'm just saying, folks, I'm over it. I'm over that stuff. I'm not blaming Furman for this. They're playing by the rules. But I'm over what Title IX is doing to college athletics. It's supposed to be about equality, and it's creating inequality. And it resulted in the loss of a program that has been around for 130 freaking years. Come on, man. What about this, folks? What about if each and every athlete is responsible for their program being profitable? What if, in addition to going to school and playing baseball for the team, that each player was responsible for assisting the baseball program in being profitable, right? Not an official job, but anything you can do helps. It's what I do as a sports radio show host. I am always trying to ensure that what my company is paying me is a smaller number than what advertisements we are bringing into the station. And, you know, look, you say to your program, we're giving you 3 years. We have to see the revenue, whether that be through ticket sales. And Furman Baseball only generated $8,000 in ticket sales all of last year. That's a fact. They lost over $1 million for the university. Whatever fundraising methods you have that can be organized and everybody's on the team has a certain responsibility of the money they're responsible for bringing in, right? I just hate the fact that Title IX is resulting in the death of the baseball program because it may just well have been the third most valuable athletic program on the entire campus. My heart is broken about that, folks. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Was Cam done dirty? How can I best use this platform to help Furman Athletics moving forward? Is baseball going to be the only major sports entity that can't get their head out of their collective asses to play the regular season? That and so much more coming your way as Offsides with Mark and Lonzo continues. Live on location from Mikasa, we are ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Great to be here with you guys. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to get to us on the show. Question of the day today, what one change would you make to the Upstate? What one change would you make to the Upstate? Lonzo, before I get to mine, I want you to show me yours. What one change would you make, Lonzo?
I'm sorry, I don't really have anything because I think the Upstate is perfect in every single way.
I know that ain't the truth. I know that ain't the truth, man. Let's see. Tiger Pal.
Listen, I'm not one of those guys like you who comes in and wants to change everything. You want to come in and ask for what should we change? How about leave it the way it is? It's fine.
You can always improve things. You can always
better. But what you consider an improvement may be a hassle for somebody else.
That's true. So what do you most think needs to improve? Certainly you think of something. Lonzo, you live for Comic-Con. It was canceled this year. How would you improve
it? It wasn't canceled. It was put off. And that has nothing to do with how you would improve things. That's just the current situation we're in. How I would improve things, I would make it to where people who move here can't change things.
I think Lonzo was talking about me there. Tiger Pal Rachel says college football starting on time. Yeah. Michael Stathakis says you're wrong, bigly. Try watching sports when you have kids and a game comes on at 6 while you're eating Chick-fil-A in the car on the way to T-ball practice. Game's on at 8 or 9 once they're in bed, are actually watchable, can even go to a bar. Michael, 8 or 9. Give me 8, which is Central Time. 9 is Eastern Time. 1 hour makes a big difference. He continues, my one change that I would have was one big-time professional sport that we could all get behind that performed consistently at a high level. We have a few small professional teams, but not one that's an event whenever they play and everybody goes. The best bet in his mind would be AAA baseball. That's what I'm talking about, Michael. That's what I'm talking about. That's fair. That's reasonable. Why not? Rachel says, Furman alumni have money, not me, but a lot of them do. They should have had a campaign. I would have contributed. I think many would. It's baseball, for Pete's sake. You know, they just did not feel like they could drum up enough in a short period of time to save the program. She continues, plus they just built a new stadium within the last year or so at Furman. You know, here's the thing. You know, I truly believe that you have in life your don't change people, don't touch anything, don't change anything, keep things as it is. And then you have your more progressive mindsets. Now, I'm not talking about politically. I'm just talking about those people who understand the reality that when you cease getting better, you cease being good, and that you cannot you cannot remain stagnant or you get left behind. So, you know, we've asked you this question. What change would you make? What change would you make here in the upstate moving forward if you could? If you could wave a magic wand and make it all happen. A texter says, please finish I-85 from Atlanta to Greenville, hashtag all in. Please finish it. That's change we can believe in. Thank you very much for the text. Mark, I'm a Gamecock fan. I've lived in South Carolina and North Carolina, and there are many college teams to pull for. I would love to see the Carolinas unite. Put Carolina first. Don't hate on a team just because it's your rival. Support any Carolina teams that are winning. The Carolina Panthers have bent over backwards trying to make you believe that they are a team for both Carolinas. Hell, they made the logo, the two states combined. And yet still it seems to be like 50-50, 50% of the people here believe that the Panthers are truly both Carolina's team. About 75% of people in Charlotte do not believe it's South Carolina's team. It's amazing how that works, right? You can say it, but you can say it. The fact that you say it doesn't necessarily mean that it really is that way, right? It doesn't mean that it is. You can't force a lot of things on a lot of people. So we continue here. Let's see, and what do we got? Mark, my change doesn't involve sports, so maybe you don't care. Happy to get to your text, no matter what. But Spartanburg County needs to build an animal shelter. Greenville County Animal Care has to take all of their strays. The situation is awful. The upstate would be a much better place if Spartanburg had their own shelter, especially for the animals. That comes in from Beth, who's a proud doggy foster mom. Beth, love it. Love it. Not only do we care, we feature it here in the 5 o'clock hour, okay? And I love the fact that you're willing to share that here with us on the show. These are the kind of things that I'm talking about. You know, like the Greenville Animal Shelter has to take all the dogs. They don't have room for all the dogs because Spartanburg doesn't have an animal shelter. These are positive changes that we can discuss, that we can put out there, where we can use our platform for the greater good to help people in this community moving forward. What is the one change I would make to the upstate? You ready? Just a more unified approach, man. A more unified approach. How hard is it to get everything, to get anything done here when you got umpteen different mayors for umpteen different tiny towns? You've heard me mention this. I think it's cute. I think it's somewhat endearing. But I also think it's somewhat needless that you're in a different town every time you drive another two blocks. At some point, if we want to be taken seriously on a national scale, we've got to unite and be viewed as one. You know, you guys don't realize this, and you may not approve this, but the rating services Nielsen already does that. Nielsen calls our area Greenville-Spartanburg. It's actually Greenville-Spartanburg-Pickens, and there's over a million people that live in this area. So Nielsen says, okay, Greenville-Spartanburg is now bigger than Buffalo. Well, I talked to one of my buddies, Justin, who's a P1 listener of this show, and I said, Justin, what do you make of the fact that Greenville-Spartanburg is now bigger than Buffalo? He says, Mark, Buffalo's a city. Greenville Spartanburg's a region, right? Well, it's time that we view this region as one singular entity, perhaps as one singular city. So it's not so difficult to get things done when you need everybody to unite in the event of a pandemic and every mayor's got different rules for their little small towns. It's time for everybody to unite and stop being so darn territorial about all this stuff. Unite as one. We are the upstate. I don't give a rip what borough you're from. Greenville, Pelzer, Easley, Anderson. I don't give a rip. Unite as one. We are the upstate. The upstate as one unified beast. What do you say? What do you say? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. It's how you get stuff done, folks. It is how you get stuff done. You got to unify. You got to come together. You can't have 50 different mayors for an area that should have one, right? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. All right, Lonzo, we asked this in the top five at five. Was Cam Newton done dirty by the Panthers? Your final verdict on that?
See, I've been thinking about this. I don't know. I mean, part of Cam's problem, if he was healthy all last year, I think it's a totally different story. If he was healthy and they did this to him, then I would say he was being done dirty. But you're looking at a guy who, dare I say, has been injury prone the last couple years. And so I get it from a business standpoint, especially if you're starting over, you're starting over. I know what you're saying. They waited too long to do it, and maybe they just didn't make the decision till the last second. It is a possibility. Maybe they tried to hold on and then decided at the last moment to go a different direction. But from a business standpoint, I think they did what they had to do. And I love Cam, by the way.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. To play devil's advocate on that, why not have as the priority Cam's well-being as opposed to just, hey, we didn't make the decision? Well, what if you're really thinking about the player, and I realize you had a new coach, the coach wants to evaluate, so on and so forth, right? But if Cam was really the priority, what would you have done? You would have said, free agency starting in March. We need to know March 1 whether we're keeping Cam or moving on from him. We need to know because Cam has earned that, and that's what's best for Cam Newton. Instead, what they did was what was best for the Carolina Panthers, and now the best player in franchise history doesn't have a home, Lonzo. So I'm just playing devil's advocate there. I'm not saying that Matt Rhule, Marty Herney, Dave Tepper are wrong for doing what's best for their organization because they very clearly did, right? But what they did was clearly not in the best interest of Cam Newton. And did he owe that? Was he owed that?
See,
that's a fair question.
I agree with you, but I don't know if he's owed that. Let's say this has happened here several times over the last 20 years. A new program director comes in. They evaluate everyone who works underneath them, and they decide if they want to keep people or if they want to get rid of them. I mean, you may build up loyalty to the old guy. When the old guy's gone, then you've got to try to do it with the new guy. And if they're rebuilding, which obviously that's what they're doing, I get why they did what they did. I absolutely do. But again, if Cam would have stayed healthy, it would have been a totally different story. If he would have been healthy through the entire last season, would Ron Rivera still be there? I think he might be. And we wouldn't be having this discussion.
1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. You guys can get to us on the line as well. But coming up next, he's been waiting for this moment. It is time to get to Lonzo's Fight Club fight card this weekend, fight card next weekend. Lots to discuss in the UFC world. We are Offsides, Mark and Lonzo, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Welcome into the Fight Club, the fight game, whatever we're calling it this week, where we get to talk some fighting sports. But you know one thing we cannot do because it's absolutely against the rules? We cannot talk professional wrestling or the host whose name is on this show and cannot remember my name when he's talking to a guest will cut me off. So we will not be talking about professional wrestling. But we will talk about a person who you just heard on the intro, Mike Tyson. It's been reported that Mike Tyson's camp reached out to Tyson Fury's camp about an exhibition match, and Tyson Fury was actually down for it, was ready to do it, and then he didn't hear anything back from it. Is this something, Mark Ryan, yeah, that's your name, is this something that you would like to see, Tyson Fury versus Mike Tyson, they actually talked about making this happen?
You know, Lonzo, we have this be Lonzo's Fight Club, this segment, and I think I just said we have this be. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's an English professor anywhere...
Oh, no, you went royal we. That's exactly what you did. We have decided.
Yeah. We do boxing and UFC as opposed to wrestling because our key demographic that we're trying to reach is men 25 to 54, not men 1 to 6. So that is why we keep it to boxing and UFC as opposed to wrestling.
And you're I will continue my campaign along with my compatriots in the building, Nine and Fat Boy, to condemn you every time you criticize wrestling. And eventually you'll stop.
It's gonna be fun, folks. It's going to be fun because I don't see myself stopping that anytime soon.
All right, Tyson versus Tyson. Do you want to see this happen?
I'm so into this. They reportedly would offer Tyson $20 million for an exhibition fight. Are you sure this isn't Mike Tyson offering Tyson Fury $20 million? They're going to offer Mike Tyson $20 million for that? Hell yeah, I'm interested. And guess what? If Mike Tyson were to ever win that four-round fight, then he trains for a real fight against Tyson Fury, right? That's how you do this. There is a lot of interest in this, man. First of all, Tyson can't go more than four rounds these days anyway. That's 12 minutes of incredibly intense combat. Tyson Fury would be a massive favorite, probably 9-1, 10-1, something like that. How does Mike Tyson overcome the reach? Mike Tyson couldn't overcome reach when he was 29-30. How is he going to overcome reach at 53? But yeah, man, hell yeah, I'm interested in this. And the fact that this is being discussed, bandied about, kicked around. Man, I'm telling you, I saw this yesterday. Lonzo, this was the most interesting thing I saw in sports all day yesterday. My only question is, if we're talking about it, how do we get this from talk to signatures to televised? What do we need to do?
You know, I'd love to see this happen, but it sounds an awful lot like one of the Rocky Balboa movies when he came out of retirement. I forget which one it was. It was like 7 or 8 or something like that. To fight the champ in an exhibition. Same sort of thing. Tyson Fury would, I hate to say it, but he'd destroy Mike Tyson just because of reach. Tyson Fury's like 7 foot tall, and Mike Tyson's like 5 foot tall. I mean, it's there are a few inches in there either way, but still, it would be a problem. All right, let's talk about something that Mark wanted to talk about yesterday, and that's Fight Island, because we found some more details about Fight Island, including the UFC has filed for 4 new trademarks applications for UFSEA. And, you know, we've heard it talked about. So UFC, they've talked that it includes apparel, promotional material, and towels. And I would like a UFC T-shirt. I want one of those. And here's the thing. You know, they ask Dana White, when he was on yesterday, about Fight Island, and he's still not saying anything.
Fight Island is coming along beautifully and should be done by mid-June. And, you know, I'll probably know at the beginning of next week when we can get rolling over there. And I'm hoping mid-June. I'm planning on going over there for the first fight and probably staying there for a month. I'll probably be there the entire month of July.
Okay, going over there. Where is there? Where exactly is Fight Island?
Oh, we are breaking that one today.
Oh, come on!
we're still getting this thing together and in place. See, when I announce it, I actually want pictures of the infrastructure and the things that are built when I actually announce where Fight Island is. So soon, my friend, soon.
All right, so speaking of infrastructure, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we were wondering about hotels and things like that. Well, Dana White says hotels already exist on this island. So they're just worried about the infrastructure as far as what he was talking about building the arena and all that kind of thing. So this must be an established island if hotels already exist. But it will be an island out in international waters, so he doesn't have to worry about, you know, whatever the rules for a pandemic and all other things are. They can bring people in from other countries, and they don't have to worry about all that other stuff, which we speculated about, but he has pointed that out, that it will be in international waters. So does that narrow it down at all, Mark?
It hurts it to me a little bit, Lonzo. And I know you're a UFC homer. I know you want a T-shirt. I know you want to fly the flag. But part of the appeal of this to me was the mental image that we would find Tom Hanks from Castaway on this island, and nobody else would be there except animals indigenous to the island itself, right? So if this is already an inhabited place, Lonzo, that everybody knows about and already exists, doesn't it lose some of the appeal that you're kind of breaking the rules under the cloud of darkness here?
It does a little bit, and rumors are out there that it's in the Caribbean somewhere. So we'll see. At least it's going to be in a nice area, which it's a tropical island. Of course it's going to be nice. Wherever it is, I would like to take a boat to it because I can't fly. But I would enjoy taking a boat out to it and actually getting to spend some time on Fight Island. And the fact that Dana is going to stay there for a month to make sure everything's good, that means it's Dana White. That means he's going to have to have stuff to really take care of him while he's there. But we're learning more. And, you know, the fact that they're filing for these copyrights and stuff, it's getting close. It's getting close. So, I mean, maybe July, we actually get to see Fight Island and see what it's like. And will it live up to expectations? I don't know, because I don't know what everyone's expectations are. I mean, if you're expecting the island from Enter the Dragon, it's probably not going to be that, although it would be really cool. It's probably not going to be that. It's probably going to be an island you've heard of, and they're going to have an arena there, and I still want to go. And so if it is an established island, does that take away from your desire to go, Mark?
It takes away some, but I'm still really into it. I'm still really into the concept. You know, outside of the NFL, Dana White has, in terms of his business model, in terms of his forward thinking and plans, isn't this whole situation very revealing as to the business acumen of different leaders throughout America, right? Dana White is right there with the NFL in terms of being forward thinking. Now, he hasn't always been completely safety conscious. He had to have California shoot him down and cancel his event last minute. But most recently, 1,200 tests for only a few hundred people at the most recent UFC event. He's got his island where he can centrally fly everybody from across the globe to one particular place. I think the whole concept is fascinating, and I, for one, can't wait to see it, man. I'm really, really excited to see it. Dana White has elevated his brand during this time. Again, I'm the guy they want to get, right? They have you, Lonzo. You're the hardcore. You're the guy who's going to buy the card. I'm the guy that's not going to buy the card. But you put it in a place where I can see it, I'll watch it. I actually think what they're doing with the undercards on ESPN is really smart, because the last 2 weeks that they did that, guess what happened? I didn't yet buy it, but I wanted to buy the main card after I saw the undercard. You whet my appetite with the horse duvers, and then I wanted to see the entree, right? So I'm excited about it, man. I really, really am, and I know we got a card this weekend coming up as well.
Yeah, we've got a little time just to talk about this. There are 11 fights. It's a fight night. It starts at 6 p.m. with the undercard, which can be seen on ESPN. Main card starts at 9 o'clock with Tyron Woodley against Gilbert Burns. Some really good fights. But one of the interesting thing about it is it's going to be back in Vegas, and they've changed the size of the octagon by 5 feet. They've made it 5 feet smaller. It was a 30-foot cage. Now it's a 25-foot cage.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's to accommodate where they put it, which is in the UFC facility. The Apex facility is what they call it. And so it's probably where they train. So in order to fit all the cameras and everything in there, is my guessing, is they have to make it a little bit smaller, which I wonder how that will affect the fighters. You wouldn't think, I mean, think about it. If you made a football field 45, it's 50 yards wide, right? If you made it 45, would you notice? If it was 100 and you made it 95, you would notice. I'm just thinking that they'll probably notice it. Will it affect the fights? I don't know. There's some pretty good fights. Not enough to go into as far as that goes, because these are names that you haven't heard. But I will tell you, you need to watch, because it's sports. It's live. It's in Vegas. It's on Saturday night. It's on ESPN. And what else have you got to do?
I'll tell you what I like about the smaller octagon. It exposes the Floyd Mayweathers of the UFC world. I don't know enough about the fighters in UFC to tell you who's like Money May, but how many times have you watched Money May fight and you just wanted to see him stand there and engage, and instead he runs for the whole fight and he outpoints you with little jabs? And I realize it's part of the sport, etc. The smaller ring kind of removes that your ability to do that. So with a smaller octagon on Saturday night, it's going to be intriguing to look at how this potentially impacts the outcomes. Excited about that. Good stuff on Lonzo's Fight Club today. So much more good stuff coming your way. You're listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Friday Eve edition of the show. Let's check it out on the text line at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Mark, you talked about this yesterday. Spartanburg is looked down upon by the people who have always lived here because of its past. It sounds like it was bad with drugs and being run down. We are new here. We moved in 3 years ago, my family and I. It sounds like the sheriff up there has cleaned it up tremendously. The downtown Main Street is clean, like you said, with a lot of good food. We actually like going there more than Greenville at times because of the large crowds in Greenville. To join as one for the whole area here of the upstate is a fantastic idea, because you locals need to rediscover Spartanburg. And I'll tell you what, the very first food review I did was doing those, man. Did three of them. Did Willie Tacos, World Peace Pizza, and we did Cribb's Kitchen was the very first one we did in Spartanburg. Was outstanding. I think I gave them like, I'm a tough grader, right? But I think I gave them like an 8.4 out of 10, 8.3, 8.4 out of 10, something like that. Was outstanding, was really, really good, and had an unbelievable experience there. I'm a huge fan of Spartanburg. I love Spartanburg. I love going there. I find the people to be really nice. I find the downtown to be clean and nice with good entertainment and food options. I've had a positive experience there. The Wofford campus, absolutely gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. So I'm on board. I'm on board completely. Mark, WTF, no professional wrestling. Tyson was on AEW last night. Mark, thank you for being an ass. Captain of the Ass Society at your service here, sir. What else can I do for you? Mark, you can't go for more than four rounds. Rude ass, no pro wrestling. I think I made a friend. I think I made a friend here on the text line. That's 71307. You guys know I'm just having fun with all that stuff, right? I'm just having fun. It's not that I don't believe it, but I am also just having fun. Every joke is half truth and half fun, right? That's what makes it funny. If a joke was no truth, it wouldn't be funny at all, right? And that's how you roll. That's how you roll with it moving forward. 71307 is the text line. People wanting to know if JT Daniels has to sit for an entire year. That's going to be battled by JT Daniels and company. He'll want to be eligible right away. I don't think Kirby Smart will want him to be eligible right away. Transferring from USC to Georgia, I think Kirby wants to roll with Jamie Newman for a year and then go to JT Daniels after that. Some wondering, is JT Daniels' best football behind him? Either or, coming your way next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.